fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jim Spencer sitting in for John Moore on The John Moore Show on Wednesday, the 11th day of July, year of our Lord, 2018. I hope you folks are having a good day. Jim McKinney just finished up with me first hour. Now we've got Jeff Nyquist on the line. Jeff, I personally admire and respect for his views and observations on geopolitical issues, and we see eye to eye on most things. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning.
How are you doing today, buddy?
I'm doing good. It's foggy here on the north coast of California, where we have fog all summer and overcast all winter, so not that sunny part.
Yeah, I hear you.
But,
I hear you. I understand.
But we have reason. We have reason to be cheerful here because we've got a communist government in Sacramento. So,
yes, right? We do. And my sincere condolences on that. You know, Governor Moonbeam needs to vacate the seat as quickly as possible, in my opinion.
Yeah, well, I hope the state is waking up to the fact that they're going to be completely bankrupt and the economy is going to collapse if they keep doing this. We're going to be like Venezuela, you know?
Exactly. Yeah, I think that's what they want. Yep. When I say they, I mean the people in power on the far left, on the far left coast, you know, getting down into from Sacramento south, basically along the coast. You know, to me, it's scary. It is actually personally scary. You know, I see what the people act like that come from California to here. And these are the people that are escaping the system. And they're so far left that we don't even want them here.
You don't want them as voters, you know. You don't want them as voters. Well, you know, there's a funny thing happening. I don't know if you saw some of the polls, but a lot of people who thought that they were leftists, they're now realizing that they don't really believe in it because now they see what President Trump has done. They see how there is this relationship between being socialist and being poor and having your economy ruined and having your budget, you know, in deficits, in massive deficits. So I think there's an education process here.
I think it is with a lot of them. Oh, my God. Yeah, I apologize. Oh, man. Anyway.
Must be pet dander, huh?
No, I don't think. Not where I'm at right now. Basically, what it is, I've got congestive heart failure, and stuff builds up in my lungs overnight.
Well, hang in there. You got to see Trump win another one, so.
Oh, I'm gonna hang in there, and I am going to vote for him again.
Yeah, he's a miracle, you know. This is an amazing thing to see somebody who does things that other people who were deemed more conservative promised to do, but he's actually delivering on.
Mm-hmm.
That is remarkable thing. Yeah, I mean, he's
absolutely
not perfect, right? None of us are, but I'm amazed at it now, a year and a half into it, just about. I am amazed at this guy. I don't like whenever our leaders meet with communist leaders, because I don't think we should give them the time of day, but that always bothers me, because I'm always afraid that we're going to get swindled. But this guy has a kind of intuition.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Do you think Putin is a bona fide communist? I know he worked for the...
Yeah.
Okay, I was curious of your opinion, and which I sincerely respect. He is, you know, he's a very strong leader, which is a good thing for Russia, but not necessarily a good thing for us.
Yeah,
I was wondering if you thought he was still a dyed-in-the-wool socialist.
Well, yeah. In fact, you know, when he first took power, I was on a TV show with my friend Stanislav Lunev, the highest-ranking defector from the GRU, from Russian Military Intelligence, ever. And he was asked this question, and he made no bones. He said, "This is a communist person." He said right out, and I was kind of surprised. I asked him about it later. I said, "So you really think he's?" He says, "Oh, absolutely. This guy's a true believing communist." And
okay.
And of
course, we know where we're at then.
Right, and of course, Stan is from Leningrad or St. Petersburg. Stan probably knew of this guy because this guy's also from the same town as he was. A bit younger than Stan by about 5 years, but he was in a position to know about him. All doubt was removed last fall about Putin because the International Organization of Students and Youth, the festival, this is a communist youth festival. It was held in Sochi, Russia, last October, to celebrate the October Revolution, right, the 1917 Bolshevik Revolution. And Putin was the keynote speaker. And you have to hear this speech because he is clearly a communist. He's cheering on these communist youth. He's saying, "You're the future. You're going to change the world. We are behind you. I am behind you." Now, you can't be a nationalist or a Christian if you are behind the international youth and students, you know, speaking at their festival, because that's a communist organization.
Agree.
And when you, and it's right there on YouTube. You can listen to the speech. It has subtitles. It's incredible. It's an incredible speech because he's making no bones about it. And, you know, he said things like, 2 years ago in a press conference, he said that he had never destroyed his Communist Party card, that he still had it. And he said that he didn't belong to the Communist Party because he had to belong as a KGB officer. He belonged to the Communist Party because he really liked communist ideology. And this is something he said 2 years ago.
In other words, he believes lies.
Well, that's his religion, in other words.
Yeah.
I mean,
right.
Communism is a kind of religion. And, you know, we really fool ourselves when a communist comes up and says, oh, I'm not a communist, I'm a liberal Democrat. We believe them. So when a Soviet dictator comes and says, I'm not really a communist, are we going to believe that? We have people repeating the nonsense that the Chinese communist leaders aren't really communists. They're capitalists. But that's not what they say to each other or to their own Communist Party of China. Yeah.
No, you're absolutely correct. In fact, the PLA, the People's Liberation Army in China, recently put out a statement, a policy statement, in Chinese. It was not released to the Western media. And basically they said if the communist leaders want to stay in power, this is what we got to do militarily. And I won't go into everything, but it doesn't look good for us. But and that was just in the past week or so.
Yes. So. Well, you know, they celebrated Karl Marx's 100th birthday in China and around the world. The communists celebrated it. And in China, President Xi made a speech in which he really affirmed his belief in Marx, Karl Marx, and in communism.
Right.
And, yeah.
Well, you know, I don't know about you, Jeff, but, you know, for me, since 1980, August of 1980, I have been on the front lines, on and off, fighting communism. I detest it. Actually, in the mid-70s, I was down in Central America, Guatemala, El Salvador, Costa Rica, literally fighting communism. And I know what the results are. All we got to do, all anybody has to do right now is look at Venezuela. And that's just a censored news reports coming out. And that's where communism leads. All right, we got a caller from New Jersey, Jeff. Go ahead, sir, or ma'am.
Hello, gentlemen.
Hello.
Hello.
Yeah, I just want to point out there was a news item this week, which, by the way, this runs contrary to Jeff's narrative. Because I do believe that, Jeff, you're out of touch. Russia is not as communist as you think. We are way more communist than Russia is. Here it is. Russia welcomes 15,000 white farmers from South Africa. So when is the white Western world, under Trump, going to do something about the plight of the whites in South Africa being persecuted by communists? And so Russia is providing, refuge for white farmers out of Russia. So this is totally contrary to your narrative, Jeff. He's not a radical communist. The communists are not in Russia. They're not our enemy. Update your playbook. It's not the Cold War. Russia, actually, on the global stage right now, are the good guys. It's the Americans who are the nation wreckers. It's America who destroyed Libya, sided with jihadis in Syria, and has done these treacherous acts, destroyed these nations in the Middle East, like Iraq. And Russia is coming to the defense of these white farmers facing genocide in South Africa. On that note, gentlemen, have a good day.
All right. Dan, to our engineer, this sounded like a bot to me. He would not let me talk, or if he could even hear me, if it was even a real person. Jeff,
Paul is a real person. Paul is a Nazi.
Points.
Yeah. Yeah, Paul is a National Socialist, and he calls in the show every other week or so. And
okay, well, then you know who he is. I didn't.
Yeah, I know who he is. And see, what Paul does not understand is that the Russians play both sides of the fence.
They are a communist system.
They're a communist system. But in 1945, they got control of the Nazi underground. They got control of parts of the Rat Line. The Fourth Reich was heavily infiltrated with their agents. And this you can read about this, by the way, in a very good book by a guy who was who taught me things, a former CIA official, Pete Bagley's book, Spymaster. And he worked in World War II for the OSS, and he worked for the CIA in the 50s and 60s, and just died some years back. But I had the privilege to speak with him on a number of occasions and to correspond with him. And what we don't understand is that the Nazis, like in Greece, are allied with the communists. This red-brown alliance is a real thing. So getting people who are anti-Semitic and who are neo-Nazis and Nazis to be able to manipulate the far right is a long-standing Russian strategy in Europe, in the United States, in South America, and in South Africa. It's called the scissors strategy. Yeah.
Well, you know, what he was saying
and
about
so there's,
South
yeah.
Africa, you know, I don't know if it was live or if it was a tape or what. I have a feeling it was a tape he just hit play on, but I don't know that. But, you know, in a way, he's right about South Africa. Trump should be offering support to the Boers that are being literally murdered in South Africa. He should be bringing them here. We're talking about white Christian families that have skills that can, in agriculture. They could actually help this country. Australia saw the light. They're bringing them in. You know, he had a point about that. He truly did. But and he also had a point about the United States under Obama taking out Libya and creating insurrection in Yemen, you know, all that stuff. He was right about that. But this is one of the things communists do. They take truth and half-truth, merge them with lies, and try to get their message out. It is effective. Let's face facts. Our psychological warfare department and our military does exactly the same thing. You know, there are bits of truth in there that you can verify. But my guess is the previous caller is most likely a communist or a communist sympathizer. What do you think, Jeff?
Yeah, well, I think that people who are being persecuted, you know, who are the victims of our enemy, are should be our common ally. You know, that's kind of the way I view it. And it was South Africa was a very complicated political situation.
Complicated.
Yeah, and we interfered in a way that helped the communists take control of that region of the earth, and it's harmed a lot of people. And we have we had a role to play in that. Henry Kissinger had a role to play in that.
Absolutely.
And so did...
Look at what happened to Rhodesia.
Yes. Rhodesia was betrayed, and you ended up with a Chinese communist-backed dictator down there for all these years, Robert Mugabe.
Right.
And Robert Mugabe is a very dangerous person. He's a killer.
I agree.
Yeah. Who is supported, by the way, in this country by North Korean troops.
Well, that I did not know.
Yeah. Yeah, the North Koreans sent an elite unit down there to help Robert Mugabe out years ago. And it's just like in Venezuela. The president's bodyguard is a North Korean. Elite.
All right. Well, let's talk about this after this break. Call in numbers, folks, 800-313-9443, and we'll be back with Jeff in about 3 minutes.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigraLeaf. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigraLeaf migraine formula. MigraLeaf is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over two with migraines. Try MigraLeaf for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Ken Spencer sitting in for John Moore on this, a beautiful Wednesday morning, the 11th day of July, the year of our Lord, 2018. We right now are talking with Mr. Jeff, quotation mark, J.R., in quotation, Nyquist. Jeff has been in the forefront of fighting communism for many, many years. I know this for a fact. I've been following Jeff for at least 10 years, probably more. Jeff, we were talking... I think we left off with South America. I might be wrong. If I am, correct me. Where do we want to go from here?
I'm sorry. I didn't quite hear that. Could you say it again?
No, I was wondering where we left off, sir. I think we were talking about communism, and I know you mentioned Central and South America, you know, one of my old stomping grounds. Where do you want to go from here?
Well, I was thinking about, Diana West wrote a very interesting piece. She's been writing a Red Threads series, and she wrote an interesting piece about the communist, influence, in a roundabout way on her website, dianawest.net.
Right.
And I recommend everybody highly to go and read Diana West's website, as well as my website at jrnyquist.com. I wrote a piece, put a piece up last week, which is part one of a series about the history of communist infiltration. It's not comprehensive, but I'm focusing on the government and military through World War II. So it's kind of an addendum to Diana West's work on that subject, because I don't think people understand how deep and profound the penetration of our system was back in those days.
Well, I agree with you. It was very deep, very profound. As a result of that came the McCarthy hearings, which the media played as a witch hunt, when in reality it was based totally on fact. Yes, you're absolutely correct.
Yeah, it's and people don't really have an awareness. People, whether it's Paul or anyone else, they don't know how powerful communism is, how much it's achieved, how much it's taken over through clandestine methods mostly. Yeah.
Well, you're absolutely right. Now, I remember in the 60s, I grew up when I was very young, you know, probably birth to 6-7 years old, on what they now call the Space Coast. It was the north half of Merritt Island, or north one-third of Merritt Island, was the Kennedy Space Center. And there you had, oh my God, thousands of scientists, thousands of technicians, the majority of which were left-leaning. And I remember when the city of Cocoa, which I think they now call Cocoa Village, which was directly across the Indian River from Merritt Island, started allowing the communists to hand out leaflets, basically to campaign for the Communist Party. And I remember seeing the plywood signs, and this before screen printing people, the hand-painted communist signs are yellow with red paint on them, with the hammer and sickle, and they would have these little things on the road going through Cocoa, and they'd be handing out leaflets, and the locals were highly upset about it. But the what I call the tourists, which were actually transplants from other cities, particularly California, had no problem with it whatsoever. You know, I'm old enough to remember this stuff. I might have only been 5 or 6 years old, but I'm old enough to remember it. And, you know, to me, even at that age, it was quite disheartening. Do you have any memories like that, Jeff?
Well, I remember I had when I was in elementary school, I had a friend who had escaped from Cuba. He and his family had been escaped from Cuba, and his uncle had been shot down in front of him. So he was quite traumatized by that, by his uncle being shot in front of him.
I guess that was
my first, as a child, encounter with somebody who had suffered under communist persecution. And, you know, he was a little boy, you know. I mean, and he was... he was not that much older than he was when they fled from Cuba. So, yeah.
Right. Well, a few years after that, we got all the refugee children into Orlando, Florida, from Vietnam, which, of course, was suffering from North Vietnam's communism. At the same time, I had a girlfriend, worstly. I'll tell you about it after the break, Jeff. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes. 800-394-4444.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our energy cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an energy cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the energy cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get energy cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the energy cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read a few from Amazon.com. Dr. Sam Serino reviewed the Extendivite product. Good ingredients, feeling much better since taking product. It seems that the tablets work well. Once again, thank you for your product. My acid reflux is really improved thanks to the Extendivite. Together with my thumb joints, the pain is gone and I'm able to grip things much better. My friend has peripheral arterial disorder and their lower legs were hurting at a red color, but thankfully there has been a significant improvement. Kind regards, Janice. My husband feels a big difference using Extendivite. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the Rural Survival Show. This is Tim Spencer from, This is the John Moore Show. I'm Tim Spencer. I'm sitting in for John this week, and I host the Rural Survival Show. My apologies, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, Jeff, we have a caller. We have John from Arlington, Texas. And good morning, John.
I have a question for Bill. I want to know a couple of things about, what does he know about Dr. Bella Dodd? Also, he mentioned the Nazi-communist relationship. According to several sources, Stalin was had the German communists cooperate with the Nazis in bringing the Nazis to power so that they would start a second imperialist war. I have a question about the Brown Eminence, Martin Bormann. According to at least one source, of Joseph Kilzer, the journalist, he says that he claims that there's evidence that Martin Bormann was secretly committing high treason by spying in the Soviet Red Orchestra secretly under a secret name. They didn't know who he was, but they said that it was someone named Werther was passing inside information about what the German general staff was up to starting in early June of 1941.
That's quite possible, sir. Jeff, comment, follow up?
Yeah, I am familiar with Kilzer's book, and it's a very interesting book. It also, like I said, Pete Bagley confirms this. It is commonly known within the intelligence community from World War II that those that debriefed major German intelligence officials, that Martin Bormann was not only a Soviet agent, but they actually, both the Abwehr and Foreign Armies East, detected coded radio traffic from a system of transmitters that Martin Bormann operated, sending coded messages to Moscow.
Jeff, can I interrupt for just a second? I don't think people in general know what the Abwehr was. I do. I'm a submariner, therefore I absolutely know. In fact, PSV even mentioned this in submarine school back in the late 70s, early 80s. Now, the Abwehr was run by whom?
Admiral Kinnaird. That's
correct. Who was a submariner. Okay. Therefore, they teach this heavily. This, ladies and gentlemen, the Abwehr was, at the time, I don't know about now, but at the time, was the most effective intelligence unit the world had ever seen. And I'll shut up now, Jeff, and let you talk.
Yeah, well, both Admiral Canaris and General Reinhard Galen had detected simultaneously these radio transmitters operated by Martin Bormann. And
right. They
knew what that meant. That meant that Bormann was passing information to the Russians during the World War II. And, of course, the Russian front was where the Germans were fighting the Russians. And, of course,
Right. Hitler
was completely at Martin Bormann's mercy. And then you have the memoirs of Walter Schellenberg, the head of the SS intelligence organization, AMT 6, I believe it was called. And he also has an amazing, in his memoir, The Labyrinth, an amazing account of how Bormann was secretly working with the head of the Gestapo at that time, who was Heinrich Gestapo Müller, who tried to recruit Schellenberg as an agent of Stalin in April 1943. And so... And, of course, this is so astonishing because after the Battle of Stalingrad, many Germans knew they'd lost the war. And so the guy that was the main spy hunter, the main communist person to crack down on communism in the Third Reich was a communist agent. That's Heinrich Müller. And he was going around recruiting high-level officials in the German government. So to understand how heavily penetrated Nazi Germany was with communist agents, is a very important for understanding history.
Was Bormann a dedicated communist all along, infiltrating the Nazi movement since he was in it, or did he just and did he have any role in the capture of Rudolf Hess?
I got my opinion.
Yeah, the capture of Rudolf Hess is a complicated issue, but certainly Bormann started out as Hess's immediate deputy, and that's how Bormann gained his position. So, but next to Hitler, Bormann also was ruthless, very ruthless, and very efficient.
So that is also a very important aspect.
Yeah. But was he, but see, I understand, when did he enter the Nazi movement, back in the 20s?
I believe in 1933, if memory serves.
Yeah.
30?
There's speculation that Bormann always was a communist. Well, But we don't know. We just don't know enough.
The Nazi Party, Jeff, if memory serves, I believe it was 1933. I could be wrong.
The Nazi in 19—I read somewhere that he joined in 1930 and was in and was involved in. I think he'd been involved in Freikorps after 19 in the 20s, and then he joined the Nazis in 1930, I think.
All right, that could easily be correct. Like I said, I'm going from memory here. I'm sitting out in my son's backyard with no computer access whatsoever. That could easily be true, John.
But was he actually joining it because of, why was he joining the Nazis? Was he ideological? Was he a mole from the very beginning? Is there any reason? Is there anything that indicates he had connection with the communist movement in prior to the 1930s in Germany?
A lot of Nazis, like for example, Goebbels. They had actually been on the left. They had been Marxists. And the Nazi Party welcomed former Marxists into their ranks, which Walter Schellenberg said was a large problem for the Nazis and for nationalists like them. Because it's a standard practice of the communists to send defectors, from the Communist Party who are actually still spies. But Bormann was not one of these. To our knowledge, I don't think he was actually a communist, maybe secretly. But some people think he was recruited during the 1930s, maybe around 37 or 38. The reason why it's thought that maybe he was recruited is because he had a narcissistic personality. And And communist agents, the ideal spy or double agent is someone who's either a sociopath or a narcissistic personality. Because this is a personality that has low affect and is able to handle the stress of being a double agent.
Right. And we look, Jeff, at what happened at Night of the Long Knives when the Brown Church were wiped out. You know, all you got to do is look at who had a major hand in that. Historically, I mean, like documented fact, Bormann mm-hmm. had his hand or his fingers in all that. Was Hitler trying to purge the communists? I don't know. But he sure as hell purged a whole lot of people.
Yeah, there was...
He had the rank of the Sturmbank, the SA, because of his... it was a rival force in the party to himself. It did not owe its first allegiance to Hitler, but to Ernst Röhm.
Yeah, right.
He purged out all the Obergruppenführers from the SA, and he reduced the SA from 3.6 million to around a rank force of 600,000. Eliminated the rank of Obergruppenführer. And that is when he had his own organization. He created out of the SA, the protection squads, the SS, and it was elevated to a higher level and basically took their place, but did more than take their place. They became the high priests of the Nazi religion.
Exactly.
And they rise.
You're absolutely correct, John.
Yes. And eventually a rival armed force, paramilitary, to the army, which Hitler said, which was one of the fears that to get the army commanders on his side in 1934, he agreed to, one of the things was to destroy the SA as a rival force, but then he went back on it because he turned the SS into a rival force to the army.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Let's let Jeff comment on this. He's our guest, John. Jeff, comments, sir.
Yeah, well, the caller is right.
Yes.
It's the Nazi politics was absolutely embedded with conspiracy and power rivalries. Hitler governed Germany by this system of having his subordinates being enemies with each other so he can better control
right.
them. So he used this as a strategy to keep all power to himself. Therefore, everyone
right.
who wanted to get one over on their rival needed to come to Hitler and give Hitler what Hitler wanted. So that was the system of governing, which many
very
German,
much like the Arab government right now, very, very much, in my opinion. You know, I'm not that much of an expert. Only thing I have is what my son tells me from being in all these Arabic countries. You know, here's the bottom line, folks, the way I see it. You know, in World War II, whoever made Hitler happy was successful. Whoever made him unhappy was not. Jeff and John, what do you think?
Oh, yeah. You know, Hitler's power came from the fact that Hitler was very devious. He didn't share his plans with anybody. And he was
correct.
A highly manipulative personality. Yeah.
I agree.
But he was very weak in the sense that he didn't realize that the kind of traitors that were around him.
Right.
Like Bormann and Mueller.
Well, it's not only Bormann, especially Himmler. I mean, my God, look at him. Look at, who was the head of the Air Force, guys? Help me out. I forgot.
The
Air Force.
Goering was Reichsführer.
Goering, yeah.
I mean, right.
Yeah,
Reich Marshal.
These guys were traitors. Hitler, which of course helped the Allies. You know, but yeah, go ahead. Let's talk about this if you want to.
Well, I just want to ask him. Let's see. Well, did if Bormann was instrumental in and basically the engineer of the rat line to begin with, wasn't he?
Right.
In fact, he created
so.
It. And he was a man who, he started engineering it in Strasbourg, Alsace, August 1st, 1944, when he met with several preeminent Nazi Gauleiters, and he said that
right.
that the war is lost, so we're going to have to go to a backup plan. He had plans, you know, to move Nazi funds out of the country to foreign bank accounts, and principally in South America and Argentina, working with Juan Perón.
Right.
And in which he created Operation Condor. And he got a lot of major Nazi heads, except he did not get out. Let's see, he did not get out Himmler, or I don't know. We don't know about him. I don't know about Himmler. Himmler supposedly committed suicide, but there's some question about that.
Well,
he got. He didn't get out Goering. I mean, the circumstances of it of that so-called suicide are very suspicious, in my opinion.
I agree.
Mr. Kelser, how are you for theories that Hitler actually did not die in the bunker, but that he escaped with the help of Bormann?
Well, that might be true. I guarantee he's dead now. You know, unless he can live to be, you know, 120 years old, he's dead now.
I should make a comment here. Hitler's health
sure.
was very bad in 1945. And in fact, his health was bad through the latter half of the war. According to two sources, Himmler had a file from a doctor on Hitler's health, and that Hitler had contracted syphilis in before World War One, and then he was reinfected during World War One, and that his syphilis was becoming active in around 1937-38, and that they he was going to go, he was headed towards syphilitic paralysis. Now, a lot of medical people say that he was suffering from Parkinson's, but
it could have even been both. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe, but I think that when you look at the testimony, and they're starting to re-examine the medical evidence about Hitler, and Hitler's Dr. Morell was prescribing these pills, which, by the way, were actually for combating syphilis. Hitler's Dr. Morell was a syphilis doctor.
Guys, hang on to the break. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in...
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
John, I know there's music playing, but go ahead and finish up. You got 1 minute, sir.
Okay. I understand that the Nazis mean that there's a continued relationship between the Nazis and communists, you said. If Bormann, apparently he survived and faked his own death at least. If he had a, if he was acting as a communist agent from 1941. Do you think he continued this relationship and arranged the Nazi, rather than creating a fourth Reich in South America, did he allow the Nazi present as the instrument of communist influence in the world?
All right. Well, John, I mean, that's accepted as some possibility. I don't think there's any argument there. I thank you for your call, sir. Now we're going to go to Jeff, let him comment, and then we have to wrap up the show. I apologize, but we are out of time. All right, Jeff, any comments, sir?
Yeah, well, it's I think the important point is that it wasn't only the United States that was being infiltrated back in the 1930s.
No, absolutely not.
Yeah, it was the Germans, and of course the Nazi Party, because it was made up of elements of the far left and the far right, was very vulnerable to infiltration. And so when we look at the Nazis today cooperating with the communists, it goes back to this era of World War II, where the communists had heavily infiltrated the Nazis, even as they were fighting them. And this is partly how the communists won in World War II.
I absolutely agree with you, Jeff. I mean, I can't argue that point. Actually, you know, if people knew how close the Nazis came to winning World War II, I think a majority of people would be quite taken back. What do you think? I mean, they came so close, so very close. You know, people don't realize that, you know, the Nazis attacked the water pipeline between Miami and Key West. That would have, you know, if there was no water in Key West, my God, I mean, the whole Southern Caribbean or the U.S. would have been unprotected. You know, it's just little things like that. They don't realize that the Nazi U-boats put to shore and bought Wonder Bread at our grocery stores during World War II. We're talking 42, 43, 44. How do we know this? Because all the Wonder Bread wrappers that washed up during our anti-submarine operations off the east coast of Florida. You know, so people really have no idea how close. Your comments, Jeff.
Well, it looks like we're at the end of the show, and thanks so much for hosting. I hope John is better, and his wife is better, and he can come back next week.
Oh, he'll be back next week. There's nothing wrong with John. We know what's wrong with John's wife, Mary Ann, but there's nothing wrong with John. He's got his grandkids in Seattle. He's taking a week off. It's that simple.
All right.
So he's good. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, this has been a fun show. I greatly appreciate you listening. Please tune in to the Rural Survival Show on Saturdays from 10 noon Central, right here on RBN. Jeff, I appreciate it. But we're done, ladies and gentlemen. This is it for today. Have yourself a fun, safe, great day. And God bless America. Goodbye, folks.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.